Hey, today is Wednesday, January 2nd. This is the Women's Chumash Shir. We are up to the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, the end of Perek Yud Zayin. Okay, Rabotai. One announcement. Next week there will be a shir, regular shir next week, but then 2 weeks after that will be... Winter break, I'll be in Israel. But then we'll resume right after that. So next week, regular share, then 2 weeks off. Okay, we are at the end of Perek Yud Zayin in Sefer Bereshit. We will finish up this unit of Avraham's circumcision. And then start Parshat Vayera. So we had commented last week on Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Bet, where the Torah writes, after the dialogue between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after establishing the covenant, and then Avraham making a request about Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him about Yishmael, and the promise that Yitzchak will be born in about a year. Some say it was a leap year. Vayechal daber ito, vayaal Elohim yal Avraham. God finished speaking with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally picked himself up from Avraham. And we commented in the name of Rashi that this is an indication that Tzadikim are considered the wagons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We explain what that meant. And now the Torah reports, Vayikach Avraham et Yishmael b'no. Avraham takes Yishmael and is actually going to engage in the Brit Milah. So the previous Pasuk, I think I mentioned to you, if you want to ignore the Midrashic remark that Tzadikim are considered the train of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the simple pshat is, why does it tell us here that God lifted himself up when he completed speaking to Avraham? That phrase only exists twice in the Chumash. God speaks to lots of Nevi'im, 55 Nevi'im in total, 48 men, 7 women. And it never says, when God finishes talking, that God left. He obviously left when he finished talking. Only says it on 2 occasions. I showed you the other one in Parshas Vayera, and this one here. So if you want to accept the Drash, that's fine. But what's the simple pshat? So I think I mentioned the simple pshat is that as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Avraham's presence, he felt uncomfortable actually doing the circumcision in his presence. He felt a little uncomfortable that it might not be appropriate for him to undress Yishmael, undress himself, in order to facilitate the brit. So Avraham waited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave. And that's what the Torah is reporting. God indeed left. Simple pshat. And then, as soon as he left, without any further delay, Vayikach Avraham et Yishmael b'no, ve'et kol yilidei beito, ve'et kol miknat kaspo. Avraham takes Yishmael, all of the children of his household. Who might they be? Who might the children of his household be? Good, excellent. Natkana Asherasa. All of the people who were part of his entourage, who have converted, who suddenly believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Avram's very wide tent, speaking in today's language. A wide tent of who would be comfortable in Avram's house. Anybody who believed in monotheism. So those are, and they may have had families. So the children, the Yilidei Beiso, the children born in his house, the 8 kol miknat kaspo. What is miknat kaspo? His servants, who he may have purchased. Exactly. Kol zahar, every single child, every single male, and the Anshei Beit Avraham, Vayomalet Bisaro Latam Be'etzem Ayomaz, Ka'asher Dibar Ito Elohim. Now, what is conspicuously absent in this pasuk? Conspicuously absent in this pasuk. How about himself? Why doesn't he circumcise himself first? What? So what?
He wouldn't be able to do anyone else.
Good, good. So that's going to lead this part of the springboard for the discussion. Why did Avraham not react immediately and circumcise himself? And Chazal are of the opinion that he indeed went last. How do they know that? Because in the next pasuk, the Torah actually reports that Avraham ben Tishim v'teisha shana behi molo et besara lato, when he circumcised himself. However, that does not necessarily indicate that he went last. The Torah is just reporting how old he was. How old was he when he circumcised himself? 99. So what indicates to everybody that indeed Abraham went last? What indicates from a textual point of view that he went last? What? But how do I know that he went last? It never says that he circumcised himself. It never says it. Okay, so exactly. Namely, if Avraham went first, the Torah should have reported the phenomenon about Avraham's age
first.
Right after it says, after Chaf Bet, when God leaves, Vayal Elohim, Eyal Avraham, then the Torah should say, Avraham was 99 years old when he circumcised himself. And then it would say, Vayikach Avraham et Yishmael Beno. The fact that the Torah even reports Avraham's age after Yishmael's circumcision and the rest of the gang supports the premise, which everybody's going to comment on, that Avraham indeed went last.
So that the prior part of Germany was 98.
The what?
It doesn't mean that he was 98 when everyone else was circumcised.
No, he was 99.
The whole time.
Yeah,
we have the whole class. Right. He went last.
Yeah.
Just a question of sequence. That's a different question. Why is it important to know how old he is? That's a different issue.
I thought it meant because he was young.
We will talk. Now we will talk about that. Yes.
Did Abraham think that Hashem would circumcise him?
Oh.
Since he spoke to him directly and he had a relationship with him?
That's an interesting comment. It's an interesting comment. It would be it's a little unusual that he would have expected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done that, and you're reading someone else into the delay. That Avraham is standing or waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks himself up and he says, oh, I better do this myself. But it's an interesting point nonetheless. It is. Yes.
What's the
Etzim Hayom Hazeh? Oh, well, that's going to be another important. There are tons of midrashim about what I think I photostat all these pages for. Tons of. Correct. Four times in the Torah. Yom Kippur. Also, that's the Hayom Hazeh. That's correct. In Parshat Bo. We're going to get to it in a second. In an hour. Yeah.
They also want to let us know that when it says in a year, it says when Avraham says he'll be 100 when Yitzchak is born, right?
Right.
So now it says he's 99. So really that Yitzchak will be born in a year.
Correct. And that's part of the idea, which supports that it's exactly
right.
A year.
Correct.
When the Malach says it'll be around next year, it's not just that around, it's exactly
so
next year.
That's why you have to
correct.
Also.
Correct. Good. Yes.
It says Ishmael is the age of the next pasuk.
That's correct. He was 13 years old.
That doesn't negate the order?
No. Oh, that's an interesting point. That's a very interesting point. I didn't even think of that. The Torah reports that Ishmael was 13 years old. And that doesn't seem to upset the order at all. It mentions that Yishmael was circumcised earlier, then it reports his age. So the mere fact that you report the age in a particular order does not necessarily indicate when the circumcision took place. But even though there is another reason why the Torah, we know that, how do I know that, why does the Torah automatically assume, or why does the Torah say that he was Yishmael was 13? Because we were previously told, how old was Avram when Yishmael was born? 86. The Torah itself says he was Shmonim v'Sheish Shanim. He was 86 years old. So maybe it's just letting us the relationship between him. But it's a good point. I didn't even think of that. So as we always do, who are we starting with?
Rashi.
Always doing the start of Rashi. Yes? We'll take the other one.
Because Asher Dibar Ito Elokim before it says Avram. In other words, there's a break. It's not just that it says Avram later, but it says Ve'ebal Kisar Elokim Etzimayim Azek Asher Dibar Ito Elokim. And then it says Ve'ehi Malach. So in other words, that might contribute to why they think it's later.
Why?
Because it's a break. In other words, there's a... it should have said Asher Dibar Ito Elokim after it says...
No, that phrase Kasher Dibar Ato Elohim, okay, perhaps.
And then if you look at the next pasuk,
yeah,
in Kafhei, it switches it to be more Avram Yishmael than no, with where it puts Avram first.
Right.
So it could go either way. There's nothing that really supports it.
Okay, that somebody will comment on that. Just give me one. Okay, let's start with Rashi. In Pasuk Chav Gimel. So Rashi chooses to focus on the phrase Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. Says Rashi, according to Pshat, Bo Bayom Shenitztava. The emphasis of saying Be'etzem in the middle of this day is that Avram did not delay. He didn't delay. He was told, immediately discharge his responsibility. And Bayom velo balayim. Period number two. Inference number two. That the circumcision had to take place during the day and not at night. Our practice is that Mila only applies during the day. It's actually a machloikis harishayna. As to whether or not Mila is appropriate to have a Mila at night or not. Tosafot is of the opinion that there is an obligation to circumcise oneself from the time the eighth day arrives, and from that point on, it's a continuous obligation. And therefore, if you remember, we looked at a source in Masechet Kiddushin a couple of weeks ago, Tosafot does not consider the mitzvah of Milah a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, a time-bound related mitzvah. Remember we discussed the issue as to whether or not women can serve as a mohelet or not? So the Gemara itself quoted a pasuk which states, Vayamal Avraham et Yitzchak bino, it's later on in Parshas Vayera, Ka'asher tziva oto Elohim. Ka'asher tziva oto Elohim. Says the Gemara, makes a drash like it does thousands of times. Oto velo ota. The commandment was to circumcise, was for him. God commanded him, not her. He didn't command Sarah or any other woman to engage. And therefore, the halacha primarily is, women should not be a mohel. If there is no male, competent male around, a woman is allowed to circumcise. And the question is, Tosfot asks that question, why do I need a pasuk of oto velo otar? We should exclude women based on the fact that they're not obligated to observe any time-bound mitzvah. So if you wanted to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah in shul, you could be the best ba'alat tokeir on the planet. But you can't discharge my responsibility because you're not obligated in the midst of shofar. And if you're not obligated, you can't discharge someone else's obligation. So that would be the simple reason to say that a woman cannot circumcise. So Tosfot comes to the conclusion that the mitzvah of milah is not zman grama. It's not bound by time. Once the mitzvah is triggered on day 8, for the rest of the kid's life, the mitzvah applies. And therefore, it's not zman grama. That's why you need a pasuk of oto v'lo ota to tell you that initially we should not have a woman mohelet. But those are the simple interpretations. One, that nitztava biyom, that the commandment and the fulfillment is daytime. Two, he didn't delay at all. He did it the exact same day that he was commanded. Then comes Rashi's Midrash. Lo nityare, he wasn't afraid. Lo min hagoyim, velo min haleitzanim. He wasn't afraid of the Gentiles, nor the ridiculers. Exactly. Velo shiyu ovav, ubnei doro omrim, so that the enemies of his generation would not say, Ilu ra'inuhu, had we seen you attempt to engage in this milah, lo ha'inachnu ha'lamu, we would never have allowed you to circumcise. So how did Avraham counter that? He did it during broad daylight. Anybody who wants to challenge me, come on. I'm ready to handle it. That's why it says be'etzem ayonazeh. Not just to tell me it was during the day, because halachically can be day. Not only to tell you it was that day that God commanded, but it was broad daylight to say, one and all challengers who don't want to believe that I have a right to do so, go right ahead. Yes.
Isn't that similar to Yitzhak Mitzrayim?
Yeah, that's the point Nechama made.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So there are four times in the Torah text when Be'etzem Hayom, actually five times, when the phrase appears. So one was Be'etzem Hayom Azeh Ba Noach El Hateva. Remember that. What did we say at that time? That people would say, oh no, we're not going to drown. We're not letting you in. So he did it during broad day, then sneak in at night. All challenges. Okay. Second time. That's the first time. This is the second. Then the third time is in Parshat Bo. When Am Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Hotzi Hashem Et Tzivotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking them out in broad daylight. Let any Egyptian, Pharaoh, or anybody else who wants to challenge me, I'm up for the challenge. Good. It also says it when Moshe dies at the end of Parshat Ha'azim. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. When Vayikbar Oto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe on Har Nivo on Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the same thing. You know what? Anybody who says Moshe didn't die, and it's not, I'm going to bury him in a place, V'lo yada ish kiburato Hayom Hazeh. Nobody knows he's buried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come and challenge me, I'll take care of you, no problem. So those are four times, and it's the same message all the time. However, there is one other time where obviously that can't be the interpretation, and that's Yom HaKippurim. That we are obligated to fast, ve'initem et nafshotechem, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Be'etzem hayom hazeh. So we will see in a couple of minutes a midrash that tries to establish a connection between this Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh and Yom Kippur. We'll get to it in a little later. But this is Rashi, very famous Rashi. Four times Rashi says the exact same thing. Yeah.
To go back to Mrs. Fisher's from where the bris is.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be the fact that an Eved has to have the bris also? Show that it's not a Mrs. Fisher's background because the Eved isn't required.
That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. An Eved requires a bris milah. And an Eved normally is exempt from mitzvot aseh shezman grav. It's a good question. It's a good question. Think about that. I don't know. Yeah.
We saw an exhibit of ritual objects and things from Jews living in the South during the time of slavery. And in the Siddur, it has a bracha on circumcising slaves. And the bracha is limol et avadim. And apparently it was used by American slaves, Jewish slave owners.
Wow.
In the South.
Wow, very nice. Very nice. Wow. Yes. That's a very good question. It's not that he wanted to know. He wanted to preclude anybody who's offering to challenge to stop Avraham. So you should ask the question, why would anybody want to stop Avraham from entering into this covenant? I can understand why Noach, because they're going to die. Why would anybody here try to stop him? So many say, because Avraham publicly announced this, as he did everything to which he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to all his people. And the point would be that he's establishing a special covenant with him. This is the Brit, Zot HaBrit, which establishes the relationship. And the other people say, we're not going to allow you to establish a relationship with your God. We're going to put this nonsense of a monotheistic God to an end once and for all. And here, when Avram announces it, to try to get others to, you know, to explain it, some say to his own household. Ibn Ezra says, remember we studied a couple of months ago in Lech Lecha that Avram went out a battle against the five kings? So how many people did he have with him? No. 318. That's what it says in the text. Well, those people didn't necessarily live with him. Those were people who joined the battle on behalf of Avraham. Well, now he invited them as well to become, to circumcise. And again, so the word got out. It was a big ad in the Times. Circumcision to take place tomorrow. And a lot of people heard about it, and they decided that they're going to try to put, as if they're trying to put an end to it. That's one. Good. Now, yes. Yes, could very well be, because it was linked to the land. No doubt. No doubt. So now, just take a look for a second, if you take the handout, and FIRE DC, that means the defensive coordinator of the Giants. So, the Giants are a football team. They're my favorite. They're our favorite football team. They play right here in the Meadowlands, right here. What? Yes, of course. So the Giants this year finished 5 wins and 11 losses. They had 5 games where they lost the game in the last minute of the game. They were winning a football game of 60 minutes long, at least playing time. It's 3 hours on the takes of the thing, but 50 minutes. In the 59th minute, they were winning the game. So all they needed is a defensive stand when the other team had the ball. One defensive stand and they would have won 5 more games. And even if they won 3 of those, they would have been in the playoffs. So you got to fire the defensive coordinator. Because I started making this up right after the game. I watch a game for 3 hours. I'm watching. They're winning. The last minute of the game, they lose the game. Oh. What? They haven't fired him yet. The Jets fired their coach 30 seconds after the game. Jets fired their coach 30 seconds after the game. And they shouldn't worry, shouldn't be upset, because they had a losing record 4 years in a row. They were lost 44 games during his tenure. But anyhow, take a look at FIRE DC number 2. So take a look at the Ramban on the right hand side, bracketed. The Etzamayom Azer. Kasab Rashi. Rashi also noted, if you look at, just on that same page, You see, on the left-hand side, it says Rashi. I didn't read that Rashi yet with you. The Etzem Ayom Hazeh. The phrase is repeated a second time. So Rashi has another comment. Shemil'u la'Avraham tzadik tet shana, uli Yishmael yud gimel shani. That when was this? Exactly when they finished their 99th year, and Yishmael, when he reached exactly 13.
On their birthday?
On their birthday. Okay. On their joint birthday. That's what Rashi says. That's enough. That's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, very special day. Takes a look at the Ramban, and he writes, Kosav Rashi Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Shemilu Lavram Tzadik Tetshana, Uli Yishmael, Yudgimel, Nimo. Says the Ramban, Umar Kam Lahaskir Zeh. Why did the Torah go out of its way to repeat the phrase Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh a second time to let us know that it happened to him on his birthday? Does it really make a difference if he was one day short of his 89th birthday or one day after his 89th birthday? What difference does it really make? No. The Ode, Shikvar Hiskimu L'Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Shebetishrei Nivra Ha'olam Ubetishrei Noldu Ha'avot Ubepesach Nolad Yitzchak. So now, what is he saying? Everyone agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that the world was created during Tishrei. There is a very well-known debate whether the world was created in Nisan or was the world created in Tishrei. So our liturgy follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Our liturgy follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. If we say, we always say, Zeh hayom tchilat ma'asecha, this is the day in which you began your work of creating the world. This day, today, Rosh Hashanah, first of Tishrei. So we accept the fact that the world was created in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the world was created in Nisan. And that's why the months follow the cycle that Nisan is the first month. So, very nice. Now, what difference does that make to us? The Ramban continues that we know that the Avot were born during Tishrei as well. Does anybody remember a pasuk that says Avram was born in Tishrei? Trust me, there is no pasuk. Does no pasuk when Yitzchak was born, no pasuk when Yaakov was born, the date or anything? But as Rashi and others rely on a midrash. The midrash is a story told by a famous poet. His name is Hakalir. Hakalir writes a story on, it's the first entry of the Musaf Chazaras Hashatz. So next year, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you'll pay attention to the first poem that we recite during the repetition of Musaf. And Kalir tells the following story. Adam HaRishon was created today, because he adopts Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that the world was created on in Tishrei. And God told him one command to observe on that same day: do not eat from the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. And that very same day, what happened? He violated it. And that very same day, God kicked him out of Eden. Kicked him out of Eden. But God was contemplating killing Adam HaRishon that very day. Why? Because he violated the one command. And as I always tell you, when your landlord sees that you violate the lease, you sleep in Central Park the next night. You're out of your apartment. Well, this is God's apartment. So in theory, any time you violate any one of our clauses of the lease, there are 613 of them, you should get an eviction notice. Adam only had one clause in his lease, and he violated it. Says Kalir, why did Adam HaRishon not get killed? As he writes, Abraham is going to be born on this day 20 generations later. That's what Kalir writes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges us, he doesn't only judge us the way we are today. He has the benefit of doing a perspective that no other human judge can use. He can see what's going to happen down the pipe. And if there's something very good coming out of you, what happens? He decides to give you a reprieve. Moshe used the same thing in last week's parsha, according to the Midrash. He's about to kill the Egyptian. Vayifen ko vako. So Rashi says, what does it mean? The simple shot is he looked over there, is anybody looking? But the Midrash says he looked in this Gentile Mitzri's future to see whether or not anybody decent is going to be coming out of it. If he had, Moshe would not have killed him. Would have done something else. But since he saw nobody decent is coming out of him, he killed him. So this Midrash, that's what Ramban is referring to, says, I know that Abraham was born in Tishrei too. Because since he was scheduled to be born 20 generations later, that's why Adam HaRishon got a reprieve to live another 930 years. Otherwise he would have been executed the day he was born, according to this Midrashic story. And we also know, just one second, we also know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. What did Abraham bake for the angels? Ugos matzos! Why is he baking matzah? Because it was Pesach. So we noted that he was born during Pesach. V'hakatuv omer lamoed hazeh v'shana acheret. When did the angel, and we just read it in our pasuk, we learned this last week. What did God say? When are you going to have a baby? Lamoed hazeh. What is lamoed hazeh? Exactly. This time next year. So when is this time? When is this taking place? On Pesach. So what do you mean he reached his 89th birthday? He was born in Tishrei. And we know that what's going on, this is Pesach time. So not only am I asking on Rashi, why are you bothering to tell me? Who cares whether it was his birthday or not? Rashi, you got the information all wrong. This can't be Avram's birthday because he was born in Tishrei. And this episode is obviously taking place on Pesach. Because God said, Yitzchak is going to be born, Lamoed Hazeh Lishana Acheret. Therefore, the Ramban is a little upset. And in fact, he tells you where he gets this source. Vehu Katab B'Seder Vayera, that it says in Parshas Vayera, that it's going to be Leit Chayah, Ki baha besura haytava pesach. La pesach haba nolad Yitzchak. Nolad Yitzchak. Next year, Pesach time, Yitzchak is going to be born. So Rashi, you got it all wrong. So, why does it say be'etzem ayom hazeh? Says the Ramban, avo be'etzem ayom hazeh, shenitztava b'mitzvah hazot, nimohu. The Yelidei Beito, Shmona Asar Ushlot Meot, the 300 people who I referred to 5 seconds ago, the Chol Miknat Kaspo, Siper Hakatuv Ma'alatar B'Yirat Hashem, U'Ma'alat Kol B'nei Beso, Shekulam Zrizin Makdimin L'Mitzvot. Why does the Torah say Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh? Not just because of Avraham. You have these 318 people, unknown number, total of people who Avraham had purchased, and every single one of them said, if God tells us to circumcise ourselves, we are going to do so immediately. And that's one of the reasons why Avraham has always been associated with the principle of Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot. When we will read chapter 22 of Sefer Bereishit, as Avram is going to the Akeva, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us, when did he go to the Akeva? Vayashem Avraham Baboker. Why do I have to know he left in the morning? The answer is, Zrizin Matin Lunitzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, right away I exercise it. That's why we generally make a bris in the morning. That's why we do it in the morning, because of Zrizin Matin Lunitzos. With a pigeon aben, which people are, which is not necessarily associated with Avraham, of course you should try to do it in the morning. But a lot of people, for convenience, will do it later in the day so that people can come after, you know, whatever it is. But because it's not necessarily associated with Avraham. Sis Avraham, that's why a Brit Milah is always 90% of the time, always after davening. So according to the Ramban, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh is to offer a tribute to each and every one of those people, that even though this is not going to be a very easy mitzvah, this is going to be a terribly painful experience, they didn't delay, they offered to do it right away, and the Torah highlights that by telling us, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, each time. Not necessary to tell us that it was Avram's birthday and Yishmael's birthday. That's the Ramban's contribution. Now, take a look at the Chizkuni on the bottom of the page for a second. And he writes, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh, similar idea, Shediber HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo Akach. It was the very same day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him about it. Nimol Avraham, Yom HaKippurim Haya. Wow. Not Pesach. He disagreed. Chizkuni says this wasn't Pesach time. This was Yom Kippur. How does he know it was Yom Kippur? Because the fifth time that the Torah uses the word Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh, as I told you, is on Yom HaKippur. Now there, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh Yom HaKippur is for a completely different reason. Obviously the imagery created by the Midrash is meaningless. Nobody's challenging our right to fast on Yom Kippur. Nobody's, that God has to say, you want to challenge him? Come on, I'm ready for the fight. That doesn't make any sense. Why does it say Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh Yom Kippur? It's to differentiate Yom Kippur from every other fast. Whenever a fast comes out on Shabbat, when do we fast the fast? It nitche, except for Tanisester comes out on Shabbos, we fast Thursday. Good. But usually, we push it off. Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. Not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, why do we fast it? Because the Torah says, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. I don't care if it's Shabbos. That day. That's the simple interpretation why it says Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Chizkuni is now borrowing a midrash that now wants to compare this event with Yom Kippur. I don't remember the Chizkuni saying that in Parshas Noach. That when did Noach enter the Teva? On Yom Kippur. Does Moshe Rabbeinu die on Yom Kippur? Highly unlikely. Even though it also says Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh when Moshe was buried.
But not Yetzias Mitzrayim.
And Yetzias Mitzrayim is certainly not on Yom Kippur. So why is Chizkuni looking to make an association this time where it says Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh? I feel that it was on Yom Kippur. What's bothering Chizkuni to necessarily claim that this particular event took place on Yom HaKippurim Hazeh? And he says, why? Gzeira Shava de Etzem Etzem. I'm making a comparison of Etzem Etzem. Now, he doesn't explain why just here and what significance might it have. So one second. Okay, one of the Midrashim. Yeah, go to page Fire the Defensive Coordinator 6. Which is a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei de Rabbi is a collection of brachot. It's got a lot of stories in there. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shalach Avraham Vikara L'shem Ben Noach. Avraham extended an invitation to a specific individual to come and circumcise himself. Who is that? Shem, the son of Noach. Umalit Bisar Olatosho Yishmael Beno, and he also circumcised his son Yishmael. Shineemar Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Nimol Avraham. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Bigvurot Hashemesh. When the sun is strong, so what is that? When the sun is at its zenith, not just any time during the day. Ubechatzi hayom, midday. Velomo, elo be'asor lachodesh v'yom ha'kipurim nimo. On the 10th day of the month of Tishrei, which was Yom Kippur. Siv b'kipurim, kol melacha lo ta'asu be'etzem hayom hazeh. V'kan hu omer, be'etzem hayom hazeh nimo l'Avraham. You should know, ki bayom hazeh yichaper. What does that mean? Yom Kippurim nimol Avraham. Nimol Avraham. Ubechol shana v'shana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ro'eh dam milato shel Avraham Avinu, u'michaper al avonotehem shel Yisrael. Shine'emar, ki bayom hazeh yichaper alechem. Says this Medrash, that this happened to be Yom Kippur, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected the 10th day of the month of Tishrei to serve as a Day of Atonement. He was so impressed with everybody's commitment to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, and he saw the Dam Mila as an expression of people's loyalty to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, in the merit of the mitzvah of Brit Milah, I will now grant atonement to everybody when they come to request atonement on Yom HaKippurim. That is why, just explaining a practice, doesn't happen too often, but we've had it in shul in the past. If somebody's Brit Milah is scheduled on Yom Kippur, okay, when did they make the bris? When? It's right before Musaf. Right before we're going to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, recreate the Avoda, which is the symbol of God atoning, we do a bris milah right there and then. And it's based on this medrash. Why is it that Yom Kippur is a mechaper? Due to the Dam Milah. And in fact, one of the things, the first thing, the very first thing that the Romans, when they took control of Am Yisrael at the destruction of the Second Temple, the first thing that they eliminated from us, or tried to eliminate, was the mitzvah of Mila. They believed that if you get rid of X, Y, or Z from the rank and file of Am Yisrael, the rest of Am Yisrael will disappear. All we have to do is get the right X, Y, and Z. So the first thing they got tried to get rid of was the Bris Milah. Then they tried to get rid of Shabbos. Then they tried to get rid of Smicha, the institution of granting Smicha, and that they got rid of. In the time, Rabbi Meir was the last one to give Smicha. He gave Smicha to 5 students. And they are, after that, the smicha that we have today is just, it's not the real smicha. One of the Asara Harugim Malkos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, He was one of those five there, and he said, I'm going to stand. They were on a mountain which only had one path, only one direction. So he stood there, and on the other side was the person giving smicha, and he stood there, and he said, okay. And the Romans came and shot him with arrows, and he died on Kiddush Hashem, trying to protect smicha. So Mila was the very first sin. Why Mila? Again, because it had this symbolic nature of serving as worthy of atonement for everything else that we transgress. And Baruch Hashem, the mitzvah of Mila has survived even in families which are far from observant, whether it's for health reasons or other reasons. The mitzvah of Mila is highly practiced and gains enormous traction. So this particular midrash, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, so you can, next time you have to speak at a bris, so you can make this, and then you'll come up with your own interpretation. Why Mila is so significant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be mechaper. Ki bayom hazeh. So when you ski bayom hazeh, chaper alatem, you'll remember. What is this day? What's this day? The day in which Avraham circumcised himself. Yes. Question. Yeah.
Sarah didn't get pregnant with.
What is that?
Sarah didn't get pregnant until after Avraham had Chris.
That is correct.
Her Pesach time is only 6 months later. Was Yitzchak 3 months early?
If you wanted to combine these stories, and that Yitzchak was born specifically on Pesach, which it doesn't say any place, we just inferred based on the fact that it says that Avraham prepared matzah. Maybe he prepared matzah to them because he liked matzah. How am I supposed to? You know, I don't know. But that's how people suspect Yitzchak was born on matzah, because he's serving matzah to the three angels. But if you want to deny that, then it's no problem. But if you wanted to maintain, you know, the connection, yeah, then he was born after 6 months. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, one of the adults yes. was born at only 7 months, right? Isn't there a midrash that one of them was born?
It would work out according to Yitzchak now. If this would be the case, that Avram's Mila was now, could be, I don't remember. I don't remember. That's the Ramban's interpretation. Yeah. Now, further developing this idea, go to page number 3 for a second. Go to page number 3 for a second. Vayikach Avraham et Yishmael ben Elot kol yilidei beiso. This is the Medrash on our Parsha. Amar Reb Ivo. Bishol Shemal Avraham otan yilidei beito. As Avraham circumcised these people. He'emidan giv'ah. Arelut, he took their what? Their foreskin, and he brought them up to this mountain. Vizarcha aleihem achama, and the sun pierced their sun on these skins. Vehisliu, and they became wormy, got spoiled. Ve'ala reichan lifnei hakadosh baruch hu kiktoret hasamim, and the fragrance was so pleasant in the minds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it smelled like Ketoret. Of all the things, why Ketoret? Why Ketoret? Again, think of Yom Kippur. Think of Yom Kippur. When does the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year on Yom Kippur with what? With the frying pan? He puts these spices in, and it makes malei ashan, and he stands there in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right in front of the Aron HaKodesh, and he sprinkles the blood of the korban, and he takes the blood of the korban, and he sprinkles it there. And again, it's the symbolism of Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to accept the sacrifice offered of the Milah and convert that into what? To a day of Kapara, symbolized by this becoming Kitoret, which is the primary Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. Primary Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So the Medrash, and that's what he says. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shoa Shiyu, Banav Shel Zeh, Ba'im Lidei Averos, Lidei Masim Ro'im, Ani Nizkar Lohem Hareach HaZeh, I remember this pleasant fragrance, and what happens? I now have compassion and I forgive all of Am Yisrael. So it's a wild stretch. The phrase Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is here, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is Yom Kippur. Try to see the connection. Today, good mohalim save the foreskin because it's used for grafting burn victims. It happens to be the one of the most successful. Speak to Mr. Katzenstein. He donates all of his to the burn center at Columbia. All of the brisket. What?
My son was born 19 years ago. They had two kids, and everyone else was born at the same time, and then they tested all the mothers, I guess, for HIV and all that stuff.
Right.
So 19 years ago, it was being done.
Right. So he does it. And it's used, and it helps burn victims. You never think that that, for some reason, that skin, yeah. Don't accept them as being the truth. Don't believe it couldn't have happened. But it's here to teach us an idea. If you don't like the idea, take the back. You make it up a
message. So what's the source of all midrashic?
They made them up. Based on their thought. This is what seems good to me. Somebody had to make them up. Yeah.
Yeshua, when he has read Milah when they first entered,
yes,
Israel, the place of the call of Divata Aramah.
Correct.
So it doesn't mean it's necessarily the same place, but that phrase exists in the Tanakh.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
I don't know if I missed it, but did you answer the question of how you found out that Abraham circumcised himself first?
We didn't do that yet. We didn't get to that yet. Next of all, have to make sure you come back next week. Okay, I gotta go. I have to have a meeting.